also there are good shops in the suburbs, high quality.
Do most of these stores that are downtown have branches in the malls?
Yeah, most of them. The larger ones do.
Okay. Are there particular neighborhoods in Birmingham that can be identified with certain ethnic groups?
Yes, there are, but let me think if I can identify.
Okay.
All right. Bayview. I want to say Polish, but that's not right. There's a Russian Orthodox, a Greek Orthodox church there. I'm trying to think of what. No, I take it back. It's Russian Orthodox. It is Russian Orthodox. So they may they're East European.
Could they be Lithuanians?
Or? No, they're not Polish, but
Hungarian.
Maybe Hungarian or something like. Anyhow, they're East European. Italians in Inslee, and also in West End. Blacks would be in West End. North Birmingham. Those are the main ones, I think.
All right, are there any names for these places that you've mentioned that an outsider like myself wouldn't recognize? The areas have nicknames?
I don't think so. Most of them are, most of the names that were nicknames have become their formal names as well. Neighborhood. Titiesville. Smithfield, West End, Inslee Highlands.
And they are marked that way on the map?
Yes, and they'd be marked that way on the map.
I was looking for something like Little Italy or Little Russia.
Not really. They're not really. They're no concentrations that, you know, that large.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, do the well-off and the poor members of these groups that you've mentioned all live in the same area?
I would imagine so. I would imagine that most of the ethnic groups are still either middle class or lower middle class, and so there's really not that much variance.
How about the blacks? Is there an upper middle class black neighborhood?
Yeah, there are some, and that may be one that would not necessarily be on the map. That would be Honeysuckle Hills.
Honeysuckle Hills?
Yeah. It gained some notoriety as a fashionable black neighborhood.
And where is it?
It's just off Green Springs Highway in the southwestern section of the city.
I see. Is that also an upper middle white area too?
No, it's upper middle black and bordering on middle class black, white.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, do any of these neighborhoods that you know of have their own shopping areas or commerce?
Yeah, a good number of them do.
Outsiders would not use.
I really don't know. Probably not. But, you know, a lot of these places were individual little cities to begin with, and so they had their own shopping areas.
Okay. All right, where do the rich people live?
Mountain Brook, Vestavia, generally the area called Over the Mountain.
Over the Mountain?
Yeah.
How about on the mountain?
On the mountain, very rich people.
Oh, I see. Okay. There's another area that Hoover
is part of the Over Mountain area. That's far south. It's almost Shelby County. It's one of the areas that's, you know, generally south of Birmingham.
I've heard a lot of people, Shelby County is like a joke or something, is it?
The sheriff, maybe.
Is that what it is? I've heard a lot of people make jokes about it.
Well, that's mainly what it is. The sheriff is reputed to be tied in with gambling interests there.
Oh, I see. Where do most middle-class whites live?
Which middle class? Upper middle class? Or?
Well, if you'd stratify it for me, that would be fine.
All right, well, I would say you'd have upper middle class. This would be middle management people in Vestavia and Hoover. That's homes, you know, 50 to, let's say $40,000 to $90,000.